Good morning. Today is Wednesday, the end of November. I'm not sure I like this aging thing.
Yeah, but it's, you know, the thing is I'm stressed as hell, and you're relaxed because a week from Saturday.
Yeah, it's finally purged out of me. Yeah. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that, but before we do that, why do we say it? Why do we use the term underdog? Not with the cartoon.
Underdog. I can't get the cartoon out of my mind. Underdog.
Sweet Polly Purebred, huh?
I'll go ahead and tell me. I'm not even trying to make one up.
Settlers who were pioneers in the American frontier were usually ready for a brawl. Many of them enjoyed fighting among themselves. Particularly, all made quite a sport of settling lean hounds upon one another. Dogfighting has one significant factor in common with wrestling by humans. In both cases, it's decided disadvantage to be on the bottom. That was notably the case in a backwoods dogfight. When one animal got the other down and started for its throat, some bystander had to intervene in order to save the life of the dog underneath. Regular references to losses by canines on the bottom caused their title to be bestowed on any contestant, two-legged or four-legged, judged likely to be at a disadvantage in a struggle.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah, really. I mean, it almost makes sense, doesn't it?
In a way, yes.
Yeah, in a weird, warped way, huh?
Ask, who was that? Oh, Michael Vick about that.
Yeah, no kidding. Rexy's alongside, by the way.
Dog fighting, I can never figure out. I'm sorry.
I'm right there with the cockfighting, too.
And
for me, I understand bullfighting is cultural. I don't think I ever want to really see one.
I've seen one, and that was enough.
Nah.
But, yeah, you're right.
Blood sport. I can't get into the full contact fighting thing either, though.
I kind of enjoy the running with the bulls, though.
That's a survival issue.
The bulls. You never see somebody throw one of the bulls.
Have you any thought of ever trying to do that?
No.
Me either.
If they ever bring in a limping or a walk very slowly with the bulls, I may jump into it.
They'll have bulls pulling oxes with lead in the back. Yeah. No, some of that stuff, I'm big on pain avoidance.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't look like it could be something that could ever work out positively. I mean, the adrenaline rush might be nice, but that's like bungee jumping. That's another one that's not on any of my lists. Imagine that, huh?
Oh, that one's okay.
You would do that?
Yeah.
See, I would be afraid.
I had a very good friend that used to do it had it every 4th of July off a local bridge here in Humboldt, and it got to be quite a big deal. And
is that the one in southern Humboldt?
No, nowhere near southern Humboldt, but they'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
But that was part of their 4th of July party was...
Before or after the drinks?
During.
enough said.
But anyway.
No, anything.
I've got to be quiet now. It was a county bridge, too. So no.
Yeah, well, Tom knows what it is. No, I'm not even sure I can take roller coasters too much anymore.
Oh.
Just, I don't know. I guess this getting old thing, I'm mellowing out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
BC alternative all to hell.
Yeah, no kidding. So you're a little amped up, huh? Amazing.
Oh, man, I just, you know something?
It's cool.
It's a lot of fun. And knowing how much everybody, how many phone calls I get, you know, when's the trucker's parade?
Which is really weird because it hasn't deviated in 35 years.
No, and it's so funny. Is when we do this, I start getting, and we start posting, and we start going, and there seems to be a lot more interest this year. I don't know, and it looks like it's turning into more entries, but it's
you guys
set it up real well, and it's so funny. I mean, it should be a little RX, real small, with a big giant friends, because I've got
so many
people, and then our sponsors. I've got a big sheet, and I just call them and say, hey, I'm going to, will you send me a check for this? And we've ended up being the second biggest fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club. So that's been very rewarding, too.
That's cool. And we'll talk about what we're talking about when we come back.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets. More than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. Truckers Parade's coming up on the second Saturday of December at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
I think that might be on my tombstone. I'm not sure.
No, and it's
but it's cool to see the response that you guys are getting, because you certainly have taken it up on the financial side significantly for the beneficiary. And that's one of the cool things, you know, because it's a free event.
Well, this is the importance. This is the importance of the friends.
Yes,
the Rex and Friends. I've got a few of the guys out there.
Why don't you invert it?
Huh? Friends and Rex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, give that one to Stormy. Let him play with it next year.
No, I've got, you know, Marion and just, you know, the...
Oh, the troops are just coming out.
And they jump out, yeah. And I've got people calling saying, how can we help? We've got Teen Challenge is going to help with the...
intersection
I
control?
Think the biggest thing is that's, I mean...
Oh,
and,
that's a big one.
You know, 150 plus year company, Mercer Fraser. They put their traffic guys on it for us, so we meet all the criteria. Caltrans puts out loans us some cones, so we can block all the intersections. So it's
should have hired you about 15 years ago.
You know, just to make it. Well, you had Dale. You know,
true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and we missed Dale, and that's, you know, the first year we dedicated the parade to Dale for that reason.
Yeah.
But it's kind of. Being involved with it since its inception and stuff like that, it's to watch it evolve and, you know, big, small, go the length. I remember the year we ran it over Old Arcata Road through Samoa, right. Over the, you know, and it was 27 degrees, and I remember we did a nativity scene, and we almost froze four kids on the back.
It was an Alaskan scene.
Yeah, but no, and it's one of the, somebody told me it's one of the most attended events in Humboldt County.
Oh, yeah, it's probably 25 to 30,000.
Yeah, for one night, for one short period. I mean, I'm serious. We get there, we're there all day, obviously, lining things up and stuff like that. But we've got the parking lot empty and the lights off usually by 8:30. I mean, they come and go. And
it's kind of like with anything else, the setup, it takes forever. The breakdown, it's like 5 minutes. Don't get in the way because you might get hurt.
It's like Thanksgiving dinner without the turkey. Everybody sits, everybody's so full, they kind of push everything around their plate from eating everything before and get up and says, okay, we got to go. And whoa. The aftermath is behind. But no, it's been fun. I love it every year. It's so much fun. I think it's the idea of the kids get so much out of it, and it's, you know, I mean, it, and it's double kids. The kids get to watch it, and the Boys and Girls Club gets to benefit from it.
I thought you were talking about the 50-year-old kids.
Oh, they do love it. They do love it. I just, you know.
The thing that I find intriguing is that it's, from the outside looking in, it's simple, it's easy, it's clean, it's not long. It's free. I mean, you don't have to worry about parking too often. I mean, all those things that you would try to incorporate into a promotion or an event are all there.
Yeah, and I mean,
and it's got the regional recognition so that people come in from out of the area. So there's a little bit of that going
Al
on.
Al Gray's the night before in Fortuna. Right. Al Gray Truckers Parade in Fortuna. They've done a great job. It's the night before.
And then you got the tractor in Ferndale.
The 19th, the Sunday night following that weekend. And then I believe...
I haven't figured out the Sunday night part, though. Sunday instead of Saturday.
It's they light the tree on the Sunday, you know, the Sunday 2 weeks before. So yeah. It works.
It's not to change anything.
I help announce that with Tim Phyllis and
the tree.
And no, actually, I'm actually been invited. To
it's
speak.
Lit.
The 4-H, the 4-H is it. It's a big deal.
Oh yeah,
and it's a fun deal. I mean, largest lit living Christmas tree in America. And it makes for a beautiful Main Street. And I mean, and Ferndale takes Christmas and just puts it on steroids and just says, come on down. This Friday night, they have their open house, rain or shine. And the merchants, really, they go through just to make everybody feel so welcome and stuff like that. And it's our quaint little town. No, nothing against anybody else or any
doesn't
other
have
little
to be.
Town. It's a
just
quaint
is.
Little town.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is. So.
Yeah. And hopefully they're not going to try to widen the bridge. It seems like every other bridge is getting widened around here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. So with the Boys and Girls Club, is that kind of locked in now in perpetuity?
Well, unless somebody leaves them a whole bunch of money and stuff. I mean, I was just telling you off mic that I drove by there yesterday just glanced over, and there was probably 10 kids playing basketball, some playing mini golf, and a bunch of kids by the clubhouse door. And then we had, you know, our very own who put on that great concert, Sarah Bareilles for Humboldt County, put on that free concert. She donated. She had the stage redone, did a mural, donated a bunch of musical instruments. You know, she remembers where she came from, didn't grow up far from, you know, the Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
It's nice. She's, you know, kind of like Guy. Guy remembers where he came from, you know. And they give back to the community, and that means so much to so many people. So,
I never thought you'd be a name dropper.
I just like it when local kids do
local,
well and
local
give back,
for local.
And don't forget where they come from.
Yeah, that's. I think it would be tough to forget Humboldt County.
That means we're doing something right because they're proud to be from here.
Exactly. KINS News and Information.
I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning, truckers, etc., with Rex Bone. Rexy, as you look at this time of the year, a lot of holiday stuff, as you were talking about.
Yeah.
Shannon was on Monday with all the activities in Fortuna associated with the holidays also. As you look at our area in December, do you sense that there's a way that we can replicate that in other months? Because it seems like everybody's out, everybody's smiling a little bit more than normal, participating a little bit more than normal, most of us a little bit more relaxed than normal. You'd think that there would be some way we could capture that spirit and play it out
in other ways. I'm not sure how you would do it. Now, I think Fortuna just amazes me during the summer because all of a sudden, I'm down at a baseball game.
July, you're there.
And then I'm at a car show, and then I'm at the rodeo, and then they have, you know, they got the beer fest, the Oktoberfest.
Right, right.
They always seem to go. And then you take a look what they've done, Main Street, Eureka Main Street, and old whatever the associations are in the city and all that group, Humboldt Maid and all that, has done with their Friday nights and their, you know, set. So that's becoming, you know, for a lot of entrepreneurs, very successful. And I think the brick and mortars are signing on into it more, getting into it more.
Cause, I mean, yeah, and embracing of it.
Yeah, the ending, because it was a little tough, I know, at the beginning. But Arcata didn't go as well as I think they'd hoped as in the past. And I'm just looking from the outside in, being involved with a vendor there. But the Oyster Fest was still big. But that has its, you know, own issues. But they have all those different things on the plaza that drive the business like that. Even Blue Lake, when they have their medieval festival.
Which is kind of a cool concept, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, you know, and so you take a look. I mean, West Haven with the Blackberry, you know, with the Blackberry.
Yeah, those are the ones that I kind of respond to, are the ones that are a little less, not that anything really is sophisticated, but a little less sophisticated, a little bit more basic,
I mean,
regular guy.
I mean, we do a lot of things.
Yeah.
We do a lot of things to try to stimulate people to get out and about. And the brick and mortars have got to figure out a way to maybe, I know they have the tax-free sales in April. I know the furniture's and the try to stimulate that and things like that. But the mall used to, you know, and I don't have to apologize. I haven't been in the mall, I think, in 20 years, so I don't know. But they used to have events down there. That was kind of like
a community center for Eureka for a period.
I can remember moving. I remember when we auctioned off 8 dollhouses for one of the, remember that?
Yeah.
And that was one of the Rotaries, I think. And I, you know.
Oh, yeah,
and
the
we
dollhouses.
We had to move them in there. We broke tiles. We did everything else. But we set them up in there and sold them there. And I mean.
Boy, that goes back.
I think about all things we did for Special Olympics. I remember we gave a car away for the Jello jump.
Even the health fair. You know, that was a big thing down there.
You know how much Jello
too.
You need to make 1,000 gallons of Jello? Yeah, it's, you know.
Well, and then you have the displacement factor.
It's quite impossible.
Yeah. So. There's a time-honored promotion in radio. You fill a swimming pool, and you put, like, 10 car keys at the bottom. And you literally have to jump in and it's a full. It's not an Olympic size pool.
Swimming pool,
but it's a
swimming pool would be a lot easier.
Concrete,
to make Jell-O.
Concrete, yeah. The heating might be a little tough in the stirring, but yeah, those things. Are
I mean, the innovation to get things to stimulate, you know, so because you see people, you know, if somebody's gonna go out of business, they're gonna do it in January, February or March, because it's just people have made their, you know, for food and drink, it's their New Year's resolutions. For money, they're waiting up for their taxes to see where they're at.
Right.
It's just, you know, and it's just everybody's got Christmas overload and, you know.
Well, and for us, first quarter isn't typically a time when a lot of people will travel here.
Yeah.
You know, it's a non-touristy for us.
Yeah.
And if you're going somewhere, it probably has either snow involved or white sand beaches somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't come here during that time of the year.
It's actually the nicest time of the year, too. So.
Well, yeah, you get the January blow coming through, and it's all clear and cool. I mean, that to me is...
But, I mean, I don't know how you would do that. I mean, I know there's people that actually go to school for marketing and everything else and are supposed
to... Some of us just stumble into it. Thank you.
It out, you know? So, but I think it's... I know I have heard that... that sales are down a little bit across the county right now, not a lot in some areas, and that's to do with
certain niches are getting tagged. Yeah.
So, and then I mean,
but this, you know, the cool thing is that there's still a positive overall sense in the area, and I think it has to do with Humboldt, the wind turbine thing.
Oh, I think.
I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that's kind of percolating there.
No, I think those are great things to look for, and
the housing issues.
If we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, all trying to get too big a piece of the pie, I think there's going to be enough for everybody to make for a healthy community.
Are you sensing that there's positioning going on?
Oh, there's a lot of positioning going on. You know, I mean, and we see it every day. We wanted this, and this. But at the end of the day, we want to get the project here. You know.
Well, Merritt was on yesterday, indicating that the PG&E issue is kind of working out a little bit, at least for the Fortuna, Ferndale, Rio Del area.
That is from Rio Del North basically from Red Crest, it's going to sound like north, we're going to be fine. They are working on the Southern Humboldt, and much to PG&E's credit, they're working very hard on it. They're keeping us informed.
Both of which are new and novel.
It is. I mean,
which is cool that they're doing it.
You have to understand, we're 1% of their gross revenue, but I think we're 14% of their service area.
Yeah, but we're 100% of our attitude.
Yeah.
but
it's 100% ours.
So. Yeah. They can throw those numbers
around. So those
around.
Things those things are work real well. The Cal Poly thing seems to be working itself through, and we're starting to see some, you know, definite changes there with, I mean, just in the health and medical fields.
All we need is some more blue collar.
And I've said
to be able to make it happen.
Yeah. And I've said from day one, that's all because we have such a great working relationship between our state, you know, our junior college and our Cal Poly, because they are working hand in hand to make it click.
Well, we're far enough away, they almost have to.
Yeah.
And we've seen when they don't.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing
exactly.
when they do.
Yeah. And the rewards are starting to show very well.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bohm. So, Rex, for folks that haven't gone to the Truckers Parade before, either new to the area, haven't been there for a couple of years, are unfamiliar with it, what can they expect?
I think we'll have a higher number than we had last year. I think we were close to 90 last year. I think we'll have 100 vehicles this year. I think people are, and again, I think a lot of this goes with attitude. People aren't scared or, you know, are as concerned of COVID or flu or whatever we're going to call it. So I don't think that's the concern, and they can handle that because it's a 6.5 mile course. So you can spread out pretty good. You have their high areas of concentration at the Boys and Girls Club because I think they're going to have snacks and hot chocolate and stuff, but there's big lawn areas there. I mean, you can put a lot of people there all the way down along the county. And then I always tell people, you know, everybody starts setting up on I Street, and then I says 7th Street gets a little quiet. So, you know, So you've got Bray Center and 7th Street. There are places along
there.
Well,
now with the new building at 7th and Myrtle.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you there'll be people hanging out all over the place there.
Yeah. Well, I think I can't
which
wait.
Is cool.
I can't wait for next year when we go by and wave at all the seniors and yeah, stuff that'll be staying. Yeah. I think who would have thought? But I mean, I think all these things along the whole route has been and it's just I've got the sheriff's department steps up. The CHP has been a wonderful partner with us on this. Our Public Works, City Eureka steps up. Pam at the City Eureka. Jeff Pauly, insurance. I mean, they call me and says, hey, we're getting the insurance going on the Truckers Parade again. And they just, people call. I ask for a lot of things from people, ball fields, this, that, fundraisers, everything else. But people, and they like to come to it. And a lot of them plan their Christmas parties around it. I had one guy starting his Christmas party an hour and a half later because he had so many of his employees want to go to the Truckers Parade. So, I mean, those are all good things. And it's a fun event that I'm so happy that my friends talked me into, hey, let's do this.
Stepping up, yeah.
And we didn't. And it's been a good thing. We're trying to... We call it the Christmas Truckers Parade. On all the legal papers, it's still Rex, but we try to call it just the Christmas Truckers Parade because it's for the people and it's for the kids, and it's a good time. And if I hadn't deep-heartedly thank you guys and your father and everything else for starting this out, I wouldn't have got such an attachment to being in the parade and doing the parade and seeing. I mean, you guys created something, and I don't want to, but Don's Rental I can remember the first year. Oh, yeah. Don's Rental would rent 40 generators.
Generators,
out.
Yeah.
And then he would take all the revenue and give it to the whoever you guys were giving the money to.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, Mr. Biasca and the Biasca family at Don's. I mean, they've done that for years, and I just probably shouldn't tell on them and stuff like that. But that tradition, it's just the people that have stepped up and been around every year.
Yeah, there's a lot of the long-termers.
You know, like I said, yeah. Justin and Mercer Fraser Company for what they do with the lights. Jack from Schaefer's is one of our main sponsors. Green Diamond, I should have had a list here because I've got Schmidt Bauer. I mean, I can go on, and I feel bad I don't have a list in front of me because there's quite a few sponsors. But they make it happen, so we're able to make a good donation to Boys and Girls Club and make it it's worthwhile seeing all the smiles, but it's really great. Yesterday it hit me when I drove by the Boys and Girls Club and saw that. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, knowing that you're making an impact with somebody.
Yeah, and that's little cool. I hate to say it, little impacts. I mean, there's people. I had a guy on Lolita Drive the other day, Pat, I think it was Pat, was picking up trash. And I stopped and I asked him. He says, well, I walk out here anyway, so I just decided to pick up trash. And as I drove away, I stopped, took a picture of him, taking a picture and posted it. And it was just... It's just a little thing.
Just doing something.
Pick up
something.
Two blocks of trash, and all of a sudden we don't have as much trash.
Yeah.
You know, thump the guy in the head that's dumping it, but I mean...
yeah.
I mean, I've said this before, get me a license number of somebody dumping it, and we'll go after them.
Yeah, well, we want to end on a positive. 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock, the 10th.
All right, 6 to 7:30, depending on where you are in the route.
Exactly.
All right, buddy.
It'll be fun.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. See everybody tomorrow.